for contacting customer support. This is Lauren. May I please get your zip code to locate your account and be of better assistance for you today?
77862.
You said 77862?
Yes, I did.
Let's see here. May I ask what you're calling in reference to today?
Yes, there's been a charge on my mother-in-law's account for her account on one, and she didn't order anything from y'all.
Can I have her zip code?
77862.
Is there a different one? I don't have any accounts under that zip code.
You don't have any accounts under that zip code? Could you look up a name?
I can try, certainly.
Okay, Judy, J-U-D-Y, Adams, A-D-A-M-S.
What city?
Red Rock, Texas. I have the order number.
Can you confirm her shipping address or her phone number?
Yeah, the shipping address is 240 T Trail, W E L T Y T R A I L, Red Rock, Texas. Two words.
Thank you for that. Let's see here. All right, I'm showing here she had ordered, it would have been an enter to win, a Dyson vacuum. So she would have entered to win a vacuum cleaner. And it would have been through our meal planning app, Bites Hub, which is who sponsors those drawings. So you receive, what it happens is you receive an email that explains that you have the option to enter to win. But when you do that, it also explains in that email that in doing that, you're also receiving subscription access to our meal planning app. Now, I'm showing that there was a dispute filed on these charges, so it was already canceled so that you wouldn't be billed anything further. But because the account is in chargeback.
Yes.
So since the account is in chargeback, any refund would have to come from the financial institution. But I can give you that cancellation confirmation number if you would like.
She got into this because she entered to win a free Dyson?
Yes. You receive an email that has the option to enter to win, but it explains in the email that you're also that because it's a drawing sponsored by Bites Hub, our meal planning app, that you're in doing so you're also receiving a subscription access to Bites Hub.
Okay, do you have a number for me?
Yeah, I can give you that confirmation number.
That would be great.
Yeah, it's whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie, 9204-32251.
32511?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so C as in Charlie, N204 32511.
Correct.
Okay, you said that I canceled this and I would not be charged.
So it was canceled when the dispute was filed. Doing a dispute in a dispute process automatically cancels an account.
Okay, but now they're saying I did order it and they're charging me. I never received anything and I don't want to be charged. And I'm being charged on my card. So when y'all get my money, are you going to refund it?
No, once a chargeback is filed through a financial institution, we're unable to provide any sort of refund. That would have to come through the financial institution.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Can we make sure that she doesn't get reoccurring charges anymore?
Yeah, it's been canceled.
Okay. I appreciate
that's what that confirmation number was for. My name is Lauren.
Lauren. Okay. Thank you so much, Lauren. You have a good day.
You as well. Thank you for contacting customer support. You have a good one.
You too.